If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows, Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J, presented by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese.
Welcome back, Old School 93.7 The Ticket, 402-464-5685. Get your questions in before from the text line. Taylor stopped by, and I want to say, Taylor, thank you for stopping by the station. You brought your dog. Your dog is the best.
Yeah,
your dog's amazing, man. Appreciate you bringing by and letting us get some love. Great stuff. Appreciate it. It was there. So, Jay, we were asked before the break, what was the coldest game you ever played in?
There's two. In my last high school game, I think it was like negative 40 with the wind chill up in Minnesota.
What?
Yeah, we warmed up in the gym. Went out there and played. It was horrible. But in the pros, it was actually just like the Buffalo game that you watched against New England. And actually, it was against New England. We started the game. I remember it was like 43 degrees, kind of overcast, kind of like today, but a little warmer. And as you know, you get close to halftime, it started to get really cold. Middle to upper 30s. When we went into halftime, there wasn't any snow on the field.
Yeah.
Came out.
Covered.
It was covered. Not, bad. But then by the third quarter, they were out there, trying to blow the lines. And we went into overtime and lost with 3 seconds left. I stayed in the shower. I'll never forget this. I literally stayed in the shower for 45 minutes. I've never played a game where I was like, I don't care if we win, I want it to be over. But it crossed my mind in the middle of overtime. I'm like, because what would happen is, we would get the ball, drive it all the way down there, kicker would slip, miss a field goal. They would get it, drive all the way down there, kicker, slip, miss a field goal. We'd do the same thing. Finally, they got the ball. I think we either turned the ball over, then they got it, and they kicked a little chip shot. 3 seconds left.
What's the other one?
The high school one, that was it. It was cold, man. It was cold. But, fortunate enough, I was playing, so you have a little bit of, warmth. But sometimes it's just out there, you're just so cold. It's just, you're out there just battling. And you just got to keep playing. And, because ultimately, playing here in Nebraska obviously helped out, but then, you get going and, growing up in Minnesota, you just got to play. And I look at it, is it so cold that I want to watch tape with regret? And never did I want to do that. It was never that cold that I wanted to watch tape with and have regret of. Because what the regret I'm talking about is once you start to warm up, then you'd be like, oh, it wasn't that cold.
Right.
I was over-exaggerating the cold, or I was – too focused on the cold. But you know what's funny about Bill Belichick and cold games? And this is how small the world is. So when I was a ball boy, Henry Thomas was a defensive tackle for the Vikings. Mm-hmm. So I've been knowing – his name was Henry. We call him Big Hank. Mm-hmm. So I've been knowing Big Hank since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. I mean, since I've been a kid. So he played with the Vikings. Then I think he had another stop, but then he signed with New England at the very end of his career. Mm-hmm. So for whatever reason, Bill Belichick came out with two tight ends, running back, and put Henry Jones at fullback. So I was taking on ISOs against him.
No.
Well, I did let him know I'm here. This ain't the ball boy no more. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
First time I had to, you know, try to rock him a little bit. Then the other time he came through there, look, you know, with his head down, look, I gave him the ole. And he was mad. He went sliding in the snow face first. And the funny thing is, I think I did pretty decent that game. And Pat Williams and Ted Washington, they had always – those two were just like – I mean, they were like – they're still, you know, real tight. But they were everywhere Ted went, Pat was there. And when Pat would get excited, he would stutter a little bit. So he would be like, hey, Foreman, how are you the only one not slipping out there, right? So I was like, yeah, you know, like – you guys always make fun of me. Dang. For being slew-footed. I said, that was it. That's my traction, homeboy. You know what I'm saying?
Pick him up, put him down.
Yeah, pick him up, put him down. The slew-foot helped me out in the snow. And, you know, I was just out there playing in regular old wet turfs, and they was out there trying to change their cleats. I was built for that.
Those wet turfs, though. Come on, man. They would build up, and it's like skiing.
Right, because once the snow got you know in between the little spikes,
yeah.
They didn't understand that.
Yeah.
See, I'd been in Nebraska and I'm from Minnesota. I know how to navigate through that stuff.
Did you break out the old Converse, the canvas Converse, the All Star?
No,
You run up and down the field in the snow.
If I was gonna play in Converse, I might as well just been out there in Timberlands. That's how heavy those Converse were.
They really were. That was tough.
So I don't know how Magic Johnson and Larry Bird and all those guys played in those Converse. Those things were heavy.
Yeah, the All-Stars were heavy.
Yeah.
It was like
heavy.
Like having blocks on your feet.
Yeah, so I just wore regular old turf shoes out there. It was doing work.
Did you wear the Champions turf
no,
shoes?
No, I had a Nike little contract. I was out there doing my thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They were out there slipping, and you know those big dudes didn't want to get wet.
See,
that's the funny thing about it. They were more mad because they were slipping versus me making all the plays.
Well, the first time that they land on their back,
yeah,
and the cold and the wet hits them in
they
the back.
They look like
of
a dead cockroach.
Yeah, and I bet that they just didn't like it.
And I will tell you this. That's the fastest I've ever seen them get up off the ground.
Oh, yeah. No question.
Yeah.
No question. Yeah. That's – like we – to think of you playing here, you guys were on turf back then, right?
Oh, yeah.
The
real turf. It was like cement.
Yeah. Like, so you'd rather – it's like playing on an indoor rug at your grandma's house.
Right. Like on this right here.
Yeah.
That's when you get the real turf burns. That'd be like – this long on your hole. I got one right here still. You can see it.
Is that why you had the additional coverage? You wore all the pads and all?
No, I didn't wear all the pads, but I wore stuff over my forearm. And so when it was hot, so when we used to play grass games, I would always have an allergic reaction and break out from the grass, whatever the NFL seed was.
Right.
So that's why I wore sleeves.
And you didn't so you couldn't take Benadryl until after the game.
Yeah, because I didn't want to be out there asleep. You know, you know what I mean?
Well, you're supposed to take all the Benadryl,
right?
Jay.
But I just felt like I didn't want to risk it, so that's why I wore sleeves. And but you know, you get one of those nice turf burns, those cherries that we used to like call them, where you see it, that hurts because then once you get in the shower and it starts stinging, it's kind of like.
Hated it.
Yeah.
Hated that. What would you have rather played on turf or on grass? Which guy were you?
I mean, back then, it didn't really matter. I would probably say I would probably say grass just because I grew up on grass. But, you know, some grass fields are slow. I think the turf, you could kind of really get in and do it. I enjoyed playing on both, you know, to be honest with you. We practice on both. Obviously, we practice more if we were playing a grass team. I played on fast grass tracks. I played on slow. And back then, all the turf was pretty much like, you know, cement with a little carpet on it.
A little foam underneath.
Yeah, now they got the fake stuff. So, it's that you know, that's all kind of, you know, depends on, you know, where you're at. So, I would probably say grass if I had to pick one, but I did not mind turf at all.
Especially – today's turf.
Yeah, yeah, today's turf. I actually now I prefer
because folks are faster. There's fewer injuries because of the turf.
Right. I prefer old turf versus this one, the new one, because I just think sometimes there's a lot of holes in these in the you know, because a lot of times it's on you know, pallets, but
yeah.
But I did, you know, I can't really say much because I played out at Philly when you're out there and it was like deep hole. Yeah. And that was, I never showed up to a game like worried about getting injured, but I think I was definitely mindful.
Yeah.
Especially when you go out there and again, it was like there's big holes in the turf.
The seams were separated.
The seams were separated. And I was, and then, you know, I always remember when I was a little, not little, but when I was watching ESPN and Fred Barnett blew out both his knees catching a pass.
Yep.
In Philly.
Yep.
And he was, and that was his home turf.
It just wasn't. I mean, we talk about long, you know, prolonging careers.
Yeah.
Like that turf was a career. It was a career ender.
Yeah.
You know, so I more power to folks that would do it. I just thought, I wish I had.
I like, you know, one of the main reasons I like grass, because I like getting dirty. You know what I mean? I like.
Shows you being active. That's fair.
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, that makes. Like a football game.
But that's probably why I wish I got to play on turf. So I would, if I was dirty in high school, it was a bad night.
You're a startup founder. Finding product market fit is probably your number one priority. But to land bigger customers, you also need security compliance. Obtaining your SOC 2 or ISO 27001 certification can open those big doors. But they take time and energy, pulling you away from building and shipping. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the all-in-one compliance solution helping startups get audit ready and build a strong security foundation quickly and painlessly. Vanta automates the manual security tasks that slow you down, helping you streamline your audit. The platform connects you with trusted experts to build your program, auditors to get you through audits quickly, and a marketplace for essentials like pen testing. So whether you're closing your first deal or gearing up for growth, Vanta makes compliance easy. Join over 8,000 companies, including Y Combinator and Techstars startups, who trust Vanta. For a limited time, get $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/simplify. That's vanta.com/simplify for $1,000 off.
Yeah, I mean, I liked games getting dirty. I liked those type of games. I liked it, you know, where you can, you know.
And I, for whatever reason, we always played when it rained. So
right.
We played a lot of mud games.
Mud games, yeah.
And
when it's too much, no. But I like the games. A few, you know, when we played in the NFL and you got a little dirty.
I just didn't want to be dirty.
I like that.
You're a defender. I guess that's a big part of it. That's why that works.
I always wonder if there's a lineman that plays in a grass game and he's not dirty. That lets you know that he ain't been doing his job.
Well, but it's also – that was our coach would always say this to our line. It's like, well, you see his jersey, I need it clean.
Right.
Like, I need it clean.
Yeah, you need your jersey clean. We need yours dirty.
Right, we need
and,
it clean.
Yeah, and we need it dirty within the first two series, not by the end of the game where they just fall on the ground when it's like –
Well, he would pull guys up at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Like, he would pull up starters.
Right.
And have you stand there and go, does this look like a win to you?
Yeah.
Right? And you – You always had to answer. Yeah. Go, wait a minute. How is the left side dirty as hell?
Yeah.
And you guys are clean over here on the right side. What was going on over there? Well, coach, we ain't had nobody to block. That's a lie.
Right.
Could have got somebody. What was the coldest game here?
Well, that, you know, the clip that you guys played when we against Colorado. That game was pretty cold because it was rainy. Kind of, you know.
You ran like it was cold.
It was cold, but I just got in the game though too, so I wasn't fully warm yet. You know, hammies. You know,
you not supposed. Wait a minute. You were foreman. You knew you supposed to have loose hamstrings.
Oh no, them hamstrings was tight.
What is
tight? That game was cold because it was rainy and a little bit of sleet and stuff. So that game was cold. That's probably the most memorable one. That was, you know, probably real cold, and it was, you know, it was a tough game. You know, Colorado always was going to give us their best shot. You know, that's where, you know, people always look. I see the Heisman stuff up here. They talk about Bryce Young playing Auburn. Look, when you play against your rival, all bets are off. Mm-hmm. That's the best Auburn has played defensively, especially against Alabama, and it's the best they played in a lot of ways offensively against the Alabama-type defense. So we got the same when we played Colorado, and the games, whether it's cold or nice, it's always going to be, you know, it's going to be a dogfight. So that and that's where you know get that, you know, you got to dig deep and have that championship pedigree.
And that's so easily stated that there are people that just don't get it.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, because you got to have it. This is what people don't understand about coaches and players and, I guess, leaders or captains. Everybody views being a leader is yelling and all that stuff. No, that's not it. What it has to do with is how many guys around you or on your team, and say like you're just saying the linebacker room, that wants to be led, that want to be led, that want to be coached. You know, as far as a head coach, how many of your coaches actually are going to kind of take what you want, you know, your foundation of whatever your thing is as a football program, and then put their identity on it and go sell it, but not deviate from what you want to personally. Then, you know, the best coaches are, they have a team of kids that want to be, you know, led and love the game of football. So I was fortunate enough to play with a lot of guys like that, but we pushed ourselves to the maximum. There wasn't a lot of fun time. There wasn't a lot of free time. Now, granted, we did have fun, but everything was with the mindset of, I didn't want to lose my edge if I wasn't, you know, competing, or I didn't want to even have anybody be a thought that they were even close to as good as I was, even though I knew that they were pretty good players behind me. But then also you did stuff where you're mindful of, you know, you don't want to be out too late. You don't want to have too much of a good time. You know, is it a Wednesday night versus a Thursday night? Because 2 days later we got a game. Don't really even go out during the season. Then we're even in spring ball. If we got, I think our practice was Tuesday, Thursday, maybe Saturday or whatever it was. You know, so then, football and school came first, you know. And all
I just love that you can say it out loud, that football and school.
Right.
Like, you were here to play football.
Right. That's how I got my scholarship. I wasn't an academic. I was on football scholarship. I'm here to play football. Obviously, I want to make sure I get a good education, period. It's not I come here and I played football in high school and then I just come here and go to school and football is just kind of, I'll do it whenever I'll kind of dive into it. No, you're here to play football. That's how you got your scholarship. And I think it's, I don't know how much Nebraska is. I know they haven't come in to get, you know, local residency or whatever. But in general, if you're coming from an out of state, I mean, it's probably 20, 30, 40 grand a year. Times that by five, that's a 200 grand investment in you just in school. Yeah. Okay. And that's not counting all the food. Well, maybe that isn't food if it's your scholarship, but, you know, the clothes, you know, like the stuff you get. So it's a, you know, there is an obligation to it. It's not a full, it's not a job, but it is. Your job is to be the best that you can be at everything that you're doing.
It's
and be
a
the
job.
Best teammate that you can be.
It's a job.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
let's be clear. It's a job.
Yeah. And so do your job the best you can.
Yeah. Well, I just want people to start calling it a job because that's what it was.
Right.
All right. We'll throw it back. We'll close it out. I'll bring in Big Sky because, his Montana Grizzlies have one tomorrow. We'll see how that goes. We'll see what he has to say about the FCS playoffs tomorrow. You're listening to Old School on 93.7 The Ticket.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.